Well, the close of day two against Kent, and I'm here with the last wicket pair, who put on 111, which is a record against Kent. And Cameron Bancroft's here, completing a double hundred today, largely with Matt's support, because he had, I think, he had 137 when he came in. What was your thought at that point? Because four wickets had gone down in 40 minutes.
Yeah, it was definitely not what we wanted, for sure. But yeah, look, luckily. You know, luckily Matt's very accomplished with the bat, and I certainly had a lot of faith in him that he was able to, you know, bat for as long as he did and score as many runs as he did. He, you know, he's, can hold a stick. He's done well in the second team this year and things like that. So in terms of that, I knew he could do it, and we just needed to bat for as long as we could. And, you know, luckily we were able to do that and sort of build on a partnership and set the team up for, you know, decent first inning score.
You said last night north of 350 was what you wanted, and that's where you ended up.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think if we, you know, got some more partnerships at the top end, we could have even made 400 sort of thing. But yeah, look, definitely take 350 plus for sure. You know, we know the first innings here. I don't know what the average is, but it's probably around 300. I think batting first here. So to, you know, to exceed that and take some time out the game, I think it's definitely put us in good stead.
Does a 200 mean more than a single 100?
Absolutely it does. You know, it's not every day you get 100, let alone 200. So yeah, look, it's obviously something very, very special, and I know, come around every day, and yeah, I'm very proud.
I think someone said to me that no one's carried their bat here at Bristol since 1991 in a first class match.
There you go. I've never carried my bat in any form of cricket, so that's a, you know, that's one I've ticked off, definitely. So yeah, look, it was my day, and I had to make the most of it, and you know, I was able to get the team up to 380-odd, and you know, I'm very pleased with that.
Matt, you haven't had a lot of chance to bat first class wise in the last couple of seasons since that 30-odd at Essex. So how have you felt with your batting in the seconds?
Yeah, I think it's gone okay. It's something that all bowlers have to really be able to bat these days, so I've been working on it quite hard, and it was nice to be out there and get a few today.
Was it a sort of pitch where Cameron initially seemed to protect you a bit with the strike, but it wasn't long before he said, well, you know, you can have it, because the pitch is very docile?
Yeah, I think that was the way we had to go about it for start, to just try and get a good score on the board, and then as I got in, he sort of gave a bit more trust in me, and it was good to be able to put on a big partnership like that.
Were you conscious, were you just trying to take it sort of 10 runs at a time?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing, to be honest. We were just setting little targets and just trying to tick them off each one at a time.
And when you got to the scheduled tee interval, obviously you had another eight overs to bat. I mean, Kent must have been getting very frustrated, and therefore you could just tick the runs up.
Yeah, you could tell they were getting slightly frustrated. So we were just trying to sort of keep them out there for as long as we could and keep ticking the scoreboard over to get to a good total.
And there was quite an embrace between the two of you when not only you got your score, but Cameron got his double hundred as well, because you'd taken him from quite a way out to get to that score.
Yeah, I think that's a great milestone for any batter to get to 200, so I was very pleased for him, and it was an outstanding knock.
And then with the ball tonight, was it hooping around a bit?
Yeah, there was definitely a bit on offer, yeah. There was a bit of swing and a little bit of nip, so we were very pleased to get them two down. And if we can do a similar thing in the morning, then hopefully we'll be in a good position.
What do you think the frame of the game might be from here? Would Kent look to bat all day tomorrow?
I think they'll definitely try to. I think we've just got to concentrate on what we're doing and stick to our things with the ball, and hopefully we get two or three early wickets and really, really get into them.
And that's what is the thing. If it is a new ball pitch, as Richard sometimes calls the wickets here at Bristol, when the ball gets soft, it gets much harder for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So we need to try and get as many wickets early as we can, and then sort of go from there and contain and still try and take wickets.
Well done, both of you.
Cheers.
Thanks.